Yeah, because I said it.
I think this is the most interesting way I've ever started an interview. Tyler, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's not every day you get to talk to a Grand Slam junior champion, a playing for two of the best programs in the country. I mean, let's talk about you. How did you end up at OSU?
Yeah, I think it was a unique experience. I didn't know Dustin Taylor personally. Mm-hmm. When I was at Georgia. Obviously, I heard many, many great things about him. Kind of just, he was one of the best coaches on tour. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's had an amazing career at UVA. And when he took the job here at OSU, I think I just wanted to kind of be under his wing moving forward. I heard so many great things about him, and he took the job, and he was all in here at OSU. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, having a COVID year, knowing that I was going to have three more years in college tennis, I was really excited to have the opportunity to work with him and kind of, you know, be taught by someone like DT.
What was the deciding factor, at least from a coaching standpoint? What did you look for in a coach when you knew you wanted to come here?
I think someone that's, you know, been around, you know, the highest level of the game. I feel like DT has been around it for a very, very long time, and he's honestly seen everything about the game of tennis. And I just find that so interesting, just because, you know, he can tell me about any situation ever, you know, on the tour, in college, and him just kind of having that knowledge, I just feel, you know, has been so beneficial for me, just kind of being able to listen to him talk about, you know, different areas of the game. And there's so many endless, you know, things that he's been able to teach me. So
what do you think what's one thing that stuck with you learning from DT? If you were to pick one thing that he's taught you, it's a lot. I feel like there has to be something that's always kind of going on in your head when it comes to listening to him or learning from him.
I think the biggest one for me, was probably just the way how I solve every single ball.
Okay.
Kind of just understanding that at the end of the day, it's a game. And it's not easy, just because there's endless, I feel like, possibilities as far as the ball coming towards you. There's so many different outcomes it has. And just being really in tune of, again, how to solve every ball. That was one of the big areas that we focused on, I want to say, my first 6 months here. And I was horrible at it.
Well, you can't find instant success immediately. Yeah. It has to be gradual, right?
It was just one of those things where, you know, before I was here, I didn't even know it, like, existed.
Really?
Yeah. So now it's like I'm trying to find left leg forehands, right leg forehands. Obviously, I've been here for quite a bit now, and now I don't have to think about it as much. So I've just kind of been a process over the time that I've been here, but I want to say that was probably the biggest one.
So for you too, when it came to learning the game, and obviously you were one of the top juniors at the time, was that like the main thing you learned as a college player or a, well, now you're playing pros as well. What's one thing you've learned through this process that you didn't know as a junior?
I think recently I've been into a lot about just kind of momentum managing.
Okay.
Just as far as, you know, matches go, kind of understanding when momentum comes and goes, and just kind of being more aware of, you know, the different stages of matches and how to control them, you know, when to take more time, when to play quicker. So really been focusing on that recently, and that's, I felt like, helped me a lot.
I know this is going to sound like a weird question, but do you find it stressful at all when you have all this new information that you kind of have to take in and then kind of regurgitate it when you're back on court. Is that difficult for you?
For me, I've always been super black and white. So okay. I honestly personally kind of like it because A, it gives my brain something to think about. I'm not just like kind of out there just, you know, playing. I'm focusing on what I need to focus on. It keeps me locked in. And my thoughts aren't, you know, all over the place. So when I'm playing my best tennis, I'm actually dialed in on this stuff. Yeah, I think it just helps my mental side as well.
So how do you translate that as a kind of as a leader of the team now? How do you translate that into the younger guys that you want to see or you want to develop the same mindset? How are you trying to do that, or has it been difficult for you to do that?
I think all of our guys are pretty bought into the system.
Okay.
Like, again, it's not the easiest. So I think for everyone, you know, it's still like a process, but obviously coming from myself, just kind of harping on how important it is, you know, not something where, you know, you just go out to practice and just hit balls, and always kind of having like a certain, you know, specific thing that you're thinking about. So obviously me on my side, just kind of voicing that opinion and then letting, our coaches, you know, do their magic, their work.
It, because you kind of have to be a coach as well as a leader. And sometimes that can be awkward for people. And I know it's hard to say, oh, you have to do this. Oh no, you have to do that. But as that leader, is it, did you find it challenging at first?
Yeah, of course. I'm definitely more of a chill, quiet guy.
Okay.
I lead in example. That's kind of my, you know, best trait, I want to say. And I've been better, you know, kind of voicing more, you know, bringing more energy to our team. And yeah, so that's kind of one that I've been really focusing on, I want to say, last year or so.
Okay.
Just kind of being that guy that brings that vocal, you know, the topics to the team.
Yeah. And so you are a quiet guy on court. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not into the giant screaming or the,
yeah, I mean, I can bring it.
That's a very honest answer from Tyler.
I can bring it. Like, okay. There are definitely times where I do get loud, you know, and I'll rip some big commands.
Okay.
But I've kind of just been raised, obviously college tennis is a little bit different.
Oh, very different.
You know, you have to match your opponent's energy, and, you know, when the crowd's chirping you, you gotta bring it. But yeah, I've always been more of kind of like a, you know, beat them with the racket type guy. I think that's also something that college has helped me a bunch with, you know, just kind of getting out of my shell a little bit.
And for you too, you're not a stranger to challenger tours and pro tours, and for you, you recently had success with Elliot. For those that don't know, Elliot's Spazieri, number one player, Texas, one of probably your good friends now. For you, what makes your doubles with Elliot so special?
Oh man,
we're putting him on the spot.
It's a lot of things.
Okay,
shout out to Elliot. No, he's one of my best friends. Probably be one of my best man at my wedding. I think that's a lot of it, honestly. Like, just we've known each other for so long, and we go to two different schools, but as soon as we, you know, are at a tournament together, it's like we saw each other yesterday. So I think just kind of having that chemistry with each other. We step on court and, you know, I know how he thinks and he knows how I think. And then we're just, you know, best friends at the end of the day, which.
You! Please subscribe. Thanks.
I mean, I feel like I can make an argument where that's very, very important in a doubles partner.
Yeah.
You know, so I think we just go out there and have fun as well. Like that week in Lexington, we were just having a good time and playing free, and yeah, we were lucky enough to you know, win that week. But yeah, that was an amazing week with Spiz.
It's funny how you use the word best friend or staying hitting free. I feel like that's such a hard concept to do, especially in those kind of scenarios, and you're still in college too, and getting onto that big stage, which is not unfamiliar for you, I should say. So to keep that mindset of staying free, how do you maintain that for an entire week of playing? That's probably one of the hardest things you can do as a tennis player.
I've gotten into a really nice rhythm of where, you know, I kind of have all the check marks that I mark off going into a week of, you know, tournament. And then as the tournament's going well, and I think just having peace of mind is probably the biggest thing for me that helps me, you know, if I do everything I can and understand that I've, you know, put in the work, and then just kind of letting, you know, the result happen and just being comfortable. It allows me to play my freest knowing that I've done all the work.
Yeah.
So
for you, what would be your best memory as a professional athlete? So I say that in the caveat of my follow-up question is going to be your best college memory.
Okay.
So starting from your professional, because as a college athlete, most of you know you can play pro tour level events while you're still in college. So it's kind of a 2-for-1 question.
Yeah. I think we talked, I mean, that week in Lexington was probably my best week.
Okay.
That's one I'm going to remember for a long time. That was like our first challenger. We had to get a wild card into the...
That was your first time playing together at a challenger?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like no other pro tournament together? Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. That is special. So I like
time,
that.
We got the wild card in the U.S. Open in 21.
Okay.
We didn't play since then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It just came right together.
Yeah.
Okay, great. For you too, what would be the college best memory?
I think last year when we made NCAAs and beat Florida first round, that was probably my best memory. I think I clinched the match, and you know, at Georgia, UF is just the biggest rival, and I never got them. They were insane at the time. After all those years and then being able to play them last year and, you know, finally beating a school like Florida, that was probably the highlight of our season.
And I love that. Yeah. That's amazing. And I want to ask you a couple questions about your teammates.
Yep.
Who do you think the messiest teammate is?
Whew, that's a tough question. Messiest?
Yeah. I'm going to be asking these to all the people that I've interviewed.
I don't want to throw anyone under the bus.
Honestly. Who's the least neat?
Our freshies are pretty messy at the moment. All of our older guys are, I want to say, they're pretty clean.
Okay.
I know that Ty and Zagola live together, and I was in their place the other day, and it wasn't the greatest.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Hopefully they don't see this.
So who's your favorite to travel with?
I want to say probably Isaac, just because, you know, we were big coffee guys.
Okay.
So when we're on the road, we're always checking for new coffee shops.
Okay.
Kind of like our thing.
You know, okay, I like whatever. That.
Yeah, so gives us something to do in these places that we go to, and trying coffee for the first
time. What's the best coffee place here?
In Stillwater?
Yeah.
Balanced. Yeah, shout out to Balanced. They have the best coffee.
What do you get? What's the go-to order?
The go-to order for me is just a regular vanilla latte.
Okay.
Hot.
That's it.
I despise iced coffee.
Really?
Hate it.
You've never had it?
I've had it. I just feel like it tastes, if I have like a vanilla latte iced and a vanilla latte hot, they taste completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And the iced one just tastes like dog. I don't really understand it because it's just like temperature.
Tastes like dog.
Yeah.
Tastes like wet dog. So cold brew, would you consider that iced coffee?
No, I would say iced or cold brew is better than like an iced coffee.
Okay, that's fair. What does Isaac order? Do you know Isaac's order?
Yeah, he's an Americano guy.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I can see that. Who do you think out of your teammates would most likely be a college tennis coach?
College tennis coach. Um, saying that they have, you know, a professional or a successful professional career after college and then they get back into college coaching, I could say
it's like putting in brackets, yeah, disclaimer, if this happens, then this happens, therefore this has to happen.
I could see Alessio being a very good college coach.
Really? Why? Yeah.
Just because I feel like he loves the game, mm-hmm, and I think college coaches, it's a great job to have. And mm-hmm, obviously, they're super passionate about college tennis specifically. Mm-hmm. And I could just, you know, see him getting into it at like 40.
at 40, yeah, nothing below. It has to be at 40.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Tyler, I can't thank you enough for joining me today. I really do appreciate it. Would you like to shout out any social media that you would like people to follow you at?
I think mine's just Tyler Zink. That's it.
Just Instagram or Twitter as well?
Just Instagram.
Just Instagram. So make sure you follow Tyler on Instagram if you already don't. He followed me, which I'm very happy about. So we're in the cool zone now. That's what I have to say as an old person. Yeah. Tyler, thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me.